Welcome to episode 22 of Nothing on the Radio. My name is Lewis Riley. Great start to our new professional intro. Name is Lewis Riley, lead host and brains behind the podcast.
I'm Emily Haig. I'm the pretty one.
You're the pretty one.
pretty shit.
I wanted to try something different this week and actually record the podcast. For those of you who aren't aware, Em and I spent a good amount of time last weekend where we sort of talk about the podcast. We would make some notes. We generally sit there and have a drink. And then we write all the notes together and then we sit down and record.
I write all the notes. Let's not be.
Em does all the work that you give someone with, you know, when you get, as a business, you get paid bonuses for putting people on who have got, like, bad mental retardation. I don't know if that's what's the acceptable word now, but that's the sort of work that Em does, like shredding paper and stuff like that with the teeth.
Hey, but every episode I've recorded, I've actually fucking recorded.
She is right. So I fucked up and hit record, did everything, but I didn't check some of our settings properly. So we just sat here talking to each other for an hour late at night, laughing.
On a Saturday night too.
Like laughing hard. It was great. But no, nothing was recorded. And it was good because it was actually, I think it was our best episode yet.
I think it was too.
Em did drop the N-word quite a few times. Which I guess you guys will just have to miss because afterwards she was like, oh, I can't believe I dropped the N-bomb so often. And I was like, yeah, that was really weird. I didn't know how racist you were. And then we realized it didn't record and she was like, oh, then she said it again.
Are you going to come out of the closet again on this episode?
That never happened, Em. I don't know why you lie. You just lie about things.
Fuck off.
Okay, so let's start on our first topic. It's sort of hard. You're going to hear me sort of twist my head and go in and out of the microphone because we're going to set up our system better. But yeah, let's go back on the intro. So yes, nothing on the radio.
Yeah.
This intro is meant to be professional. This is our weekly or fortnightly or whenever we can get together podcast. Mm-hmm. Where we talk about the people that we've tried to kill over the our lifetime.
Yep.
And whether it's suitable to then have some sort of sexual contact with the corpse after they've passed away. So that and other just general stories.
Things that come up at parties like that.
Yeah, the sort of stuff on a current affair that they talk about.
Yes.
Let's talk about periods. Now, I can't even remember why we wrote this last week. Oh, yes, because I was sitting there, and I'm sure blokes have been through this. I was sitting there listening to my wife Megan and Em just talk about just women's issues.
And it's PMS and ovulation, bleeding.
And bleeding and what it means, and no, that's PMS, and then this is, no, that's the ovulation, and the period comes after that, and it's just like...
That's not right, but yeah, whatever.
This is the thing. It's so weird, because guys don't have these conversations.
About periods.
No, but we just don't have these issues. You know what I mean? I feel like women are just hanging on by a thread.
Exactly. Their issue.
Is that a tampon joke? No. But like, so I guess what sort of, I was sitting there and they were running through everything. And then I was like, do you think it's fine that women just act like pieces of shit for 1 week out of every month because they're PMSing? Is that the right term?
Yes.
They are premenstrual syndroming. That doesn't sound right, doesn't it? But Em's like, yeah, no, they just got to deal with it.
Mm. Can't help it.
You can help.
What it's like.
Yeah, but you can. Okay, you can help how you act towards people, though.
No, sometimes you can't.
No, that is fucking horseshit. Yeah, like, oh, man, like, she had it coming. Is this what you're saying? Like, I couldn't control my behavior.
Yeah, but yours isn't because of a hormonal imbalance. It's just because you're a cunt.
Ugh. What if I was super horny?
Oh, okay.
That's hormones,
surely. That'll hold up in court, I'm sure.
How do you make a hormone? Kick her in the guts.
I like how every single segment is just you leading up to a pun.
Well, that was a joke. Puns are different. Yeah. But look, all I think as guys, I don't think it's fair that we just need to forever in life be like, hey guys, so for the rest of the life, you're going to deal with women, you know, forever. They're 50% of the population, and they're always going to be crazy at some stage, and you've just got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And just going, yep.
I see nothing wrong with what's
happening. And that's fine. Imagine if you were told, hey, you're going to be dealing with guys, and 1 week out of every month, they're going to be lunatics, and they're going to scream at you and hate you, but just let them do it. That's fine. That's just how life is. Would you put up with that?
Well, I don't. Well, the fact that I know what it feels like to have those hormones running through my veins. I don't know. Is that how it works?
Do hormones grow in the veins? Well,
uterus.
I think it's a double standard because this is.
Oh, the
I
old
think
double
M,
standard.
I think M forgets how hard straight white men have it, and this is why. That's why sometimes I like to bring this up. Like, I think she thinks we've got it really easy, but it's
not just the emotional shit. The pain, the cramping, the headaches, the boob pain, like everything that comes along with it. It's and then that makes you pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but then do you have to be like pricks to us?
Yes.
You can't control your emotions, but this goes back on to a double. I think we'll say on the double standards thing because we do talk about this quite a bit. As I said, M doesn't realize how hard as me as a straight white man that we can have it. Now, talking about online dating. Now, this is hard because we did talk about a lot of this last week in the last episode, but we were talking about height versus weight. Now, a lot of dating apps. Will have height as a, you know, it doesn't have weight. Like, I don't think any of them have weight in kilos. Like, it might be like body shape or something like that.
I don't know what dating apps you're on, but okay.
Does it have weight on there?
No, but it doesn't have.
It doesn't even have body shape.
Well, not the ones I've been on.
I remember back in the day, there was like slim, athletic.
Was like a Plenty of Fish thing, wasn't it?
Oh,
the
something
poor man's
like
Tinder.
It's called Plenty of Dicks.
And they were just shit ones.
Yeah, but it was always like slim, athletic.
I thought you were talking about dicks for some reason.
He had such an athletic dick. No, like body types. But the body type thing was always fucked because it was like slim, athletic, and then I guess it was like
cuddly,
regular. Yeah, and then there was cuddly. But the thing is,
I'm not any of those.
No, but then it was like cuddly, and then it was overweight. But no. I was about, no fat bitches are writing overweight. No, I was going, I'm pretty overweight. They're like,
but there
just
are plenty,
cuddly.
Plenty of guys that put on their profile like no fat bitches and like no fat chicks. And
is that wrong?
Like that. Is it? Yeah, this is what we're getting.
This is where, so during the lost episode, when Em was dropping the N-word constantly for some reason, I think she's high on meth. It's a crazy time. And it was like, okay. So it's all right, it's okay for women to have a preference because of height, yes?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's okay, but it's common.
You're fucking changing your story. I swear to God, Em's like, yes, it's perfectly fine. I think she even started quoting Charles Darwin and the evolution.
Theory of evolution. No, what I'm saying is that it's a pretty standard thing and it's a thing that's built into you by nature to want a guy that's bigger and stronger and, you know, just to protect, because it comes from like the caveman days to someone to protect you.
Because you want your bloke to be
it's
able
instinct.
To, you want your man to be able to dunk on another man.
Yes. Be able to dunk on another man.
No, basketball.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Michael the basketball Jordan? Fans out there have fucking got it. Okay. But shut so up. You're saying that's fair enough. But what about when so you're talking to a bloke and you go, how tall are you? And he goes, I'm 6'1". And you go, oh, okay, that's great. And he goes, how heavy are you? You think that should be fine?
Yeah.
You are so full of shit.
No, that is not.
This is what I knew this is going to happen, especially in this conversation. Last week, Em was like, well, no, that's different. It's like.
Because it is different. Height and weight are two completely different things.
I agree. Height, you have no control over. Weight, you do. So weight should be a much more acceptable question rather than height.
Well, also the way you look, you don't have any control over. And the main thing that people look at on dating profiles are pictures.
Okay. What about height? What if you're like, yeah, I'm 6'2" and you're like, oh, sweet. I do like a tall guy, but I had like a 10-inch forehead.
Yes. Yep.
But technically very tall.
You know what they say, big forehead, big
hat. Big beanie. Okay, so this is another double standard. So pretty much what you're saying, if I've got this correctly, which I often don't, is that it's okay for women to choose men based on their height and to even ask them about the height, but it's not okay for men to choose women based on their weight or ask about their weight.
See, men do it. They just don't talk. They just don't talk about it. Whereas women are more honest. Women are just like, tell me how tall you are because I want to. And whereas guys are going to see someone that's overweight and be like, nah.
And not, they don't won't talk to you or talk to
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
But women are just more open about it because we're more honest about what we... This is our list. This is what we this want.
You're honest about what you want. But who does the more honest photos? You can't even answer. Blokes. Because blokes just go, oh, there's a photo of me, there's a photo of me. Don't know what looks good, doesn't look good.
Every second friggin' profile is of a guy holding a fucking fish. No one gives a shit. No girl is like, oh...
What if you're on Grindr? Do you reckon gay guys care about other blokes catching fish?
No.
I don't think so. Lesbians, though.
Shows they can hold a rod, though.
I bet lesbians would like to see their partner with a fish.
Why?
I just feel like it'd be something lesbians would like. And I like women, so to lesbians, so... I don't know. Why? Louis, you're going to have to back...
Yeah, but back- it's just such a random thing to say.
You're going to back that statement up with something, mate?
I thought you... Okay, no. I thought you were going down a path that I...
Don't want to go down.
Yeah.
Which we do very regularly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get off that. Oh, let's talk about memoirs. Well, I want to talk about memoirs. It only came up the other day. Bit of a Facebook Messenger situation with my brother Miles' girlfriend, Hannah. And we were making fun of each other. And I said, oh, I'm writing my memoirs and you're going to be in it. Your chapter's going to be called The Forgettable Trollop. And it went back and forth a bit. And then I said, no, people love reading about losers. And she's like, oh, that could be the title of your memoir. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, thought she had me. But then I said to you, now, memoirs right now, like, I don't think you could release memoirs at the moment.
Why not?
Well, first, okay, for several reasons. They'd be boring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like your memoirs... from the stories you've told me, could be quite incriminating for you as well. Like, you told me time you've run over a cyclist and the time you glassed that guy at the pub. What other stuff haven't you said? Like, then you'll be like, and yeah, so then I stabbed the jockey because he was riding a horse. And I'd be like, and I was never charged.
My memoirs will be released after
my memoirs? It's memoir.
I said memoir.
You said memoirs. And what are we just? What did you? What your memoir is going to be called?
I've got peanut butter in my hair.
That's right, because apparently Em used to get peanut butter in her hair.
Used to daily, mate.
But that's it. You can't.
No, write but whole they would be released after I die because of such incriminating stories.
And it turns
don't
out
get me now, bitches.
Turns out Em did cut off all those penises and eat them.
I asked to be buried with them all. you could name your memoir anything.
If I wanted people to read it, like Lewis Riley, Better Than Hitler. Really weird one. People like, Better Than Hitler? In what do you mean? I guess.
Like the... what are we going to do?
The German leader Hitler.
Oh, Adolf. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant Johnny Hitler. No, I'm talking about how we're going to name the podcast Hitler Did Nothing Wrong, just a drawer in the listeners.
No, but the thing is, I think if I release a memoirs called Lewis Riley, Hitler Did Nothing Wrong, it's too much about Hitler. And a lot of people are going to go, I'm not reading this, but if I write better than Lewis Riley, better than Hitler, people go, well, does he mean better? Like,
because at the end of the day, Hitler was good at what he did. It just wasn't good things.
Yeah. Exactly, like serial killers.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's your fucked. Hitler did great things that were bad, you know. But yeah, so maybe that, or like
the guy had structure, and
or Lewis Riley, regular dick, forget about the joke.
It sounds like you get regular dick.
Gets regular dick. What? And my face on the cover going what?
It's that picture of you taken at I think it was at Jared Clifford's wedding. I imagine that would be the picture on the front of the book where you're like sitting on a rock and you go,
yes.
I'm going to post
I look like a dandy.
That's what I picture on the front of your
memoirs. We might share that later on. We might do an Instagram post to show my famous photo from several years ago, squatting on a post.
Squatting on a post.
Let's talk about martial arts. Now, why this came up, a couple of weeks back, Megan and I were driving and we saw a car pull over, like a ute pull over, like a dual cab. And you know, when like it pulled over quickly and a guy jumped out, and it was, for some reason in my head, I thought he's going to go jump out of his car, open the back seat and flog one of his kids. He just looked like he was on a mission. If you saw it, but also because he was wearing a karate outfit. Now, now he didn't.
Did he have a black belt on? Is that what they do in karate?
Well, I guess if you're a black belt.
I just didn't know that was like taekwondo. Or like
I think there's a lot of black belts across a lot of different martial arts.
Okay, good. Glad we cleared that up.
Oh, this podcast can be really interesting at times. What martial arts have black belts?
What part of Asia brings in the...
It's funny you ask. Let's bring up all the martial arts with black belts. But he got out, no, and then he just closed. It looks like his tailgate was down on the ute and he quickly chucked it back up and he got back in the car.
Did he karate kick it back up?
Yeah. No, but it did make me think. I mean, people fucking must hear me talk and go, really, did you think that? But I did go like, I wonder if kids that have parents that have martial arts training, if they're going to smack their kid, they smack them differently to just like me, you know, like just a regular street thug.
Like he would smack you differently.
Or like, don't act dumb. Like,
I wonder how he would smack me.
Now, okay, so what is your view on smacking children? I think you were like, I think we talked about this at some stage, and you were like, as long as
yeah,
you it's one of those funny ones. Would you prefer a child to be smacked in the bum or like kicked in the head? Or karate chopped? Oh, look, I would love to see if I was out and about the shops and there was a little kid being a prick. Let's say not too young. I don't want to see like a 6-month-old get karate chopped. But if they were like 7 or 8 being a prick and the father walked over, didn't say anything, just went, hey-ya! And just like smacked him in the nape of the neck and like the shoulder.
And he just like, that thing where they fall asleep?
Yeah. And I think I'd clap.
Be like, do mine next.
No, but like, so that is, I don't mind that idea of okay, martial arts being used on children.
Yeah.
Look, let's move on.
That's going to be taken out of context. Someone's going to sound grab that.
In all fairness, if people went through our episodes and wanted to take things out of context, there's enough there. And you know what? It's not even like you'd have to do snippets. It would just be like, I'm going to fuck that dead lady.
But it would be like 90%. Oh. We think Hitler's awesome.
And it'd be like, you took that out of context. It's like, yeah, with the other context, it's even worse. Yeah. We just couldn't fit it all in the news program.
Are we definitely recording?
Fingers crossed. No, we are definitely recording. I can see the sounds going up and down. Okay, let's talk about CPR and animals. Because I did send you a video a couple of weeks back of this lady who was performing CPR on a pigeon. Really giving it a go. And then she stopped and the pigeon's head just fell backwards because its neck was obviously fucking broken and it was never going to work.
Yeah.
But then I think you told me that you have performed CPR on something.
Magpie. Yeah. I mean, animals at the vet, but on my own. I mean, not on my own, like, magpie. I just, like, I look after animals through wildlife rescue and I've...
So you found a dead magpie on the ground and went like,
no,
CPR.
I was looking after it, like... Still,
it had, like, I mean, ants crawling in and out of its mouth.
Okay. What I mean is... I've been in a situation where I've been paid to do CPR on an animal because I'm getting paid to do my job, whereas this was just like...
For fun.
What I do on the weekends.
Talking about magpies, many years back, I was at a drive-through pie place, which are great.
Loose connection, magpie and pie.
Well, no, you'll see why. And I was with my intellectually disabled friend, Jared. I can't remember where... I think I did some charity event with him. And his
for him.
For him, with him, for yeah. him. You want to be like, they want to believe they're part of it. and we must have had a few drinks and his partner, Nimi, was in the front. Naomi Clifford now. Used to be Naomi Conrad. But she was...
Shout out.
She said, what pies do you want, boys? And I went, I'll have a magpie. And she said, one magpie. And she tries to claim that she did it. She tries to claim that she didn't. But she looked at the guy at the window and said... One magpie, please. And she's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, I fucking heard you.
Isn't there like a joke about cooking birds or crows or something in a pie? No, wait, a nursery rhyme or something.
Yeah, I don't think we should read nursery rhymes on the podcast, so.
Okay.
Hey, should we do nursery rhymes?
And we're fastly approaching the nursery rhyme segment. Please
write everyone's favourite nursery rhymes. Let's do Rapunzel. Is that a nursery rhyme? Okay, so what are we talking about? Okay, CPR on birds. So you have done it for fun.
Yeah.
Can you bring it back?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it ended up having to be euthanized sometime.
I ended up punching it to death anyway because it was sick. It had a cold.
That's how we put animals down. Just punch them to death.
Much cheaper than chemicals and better for the environment. Okay. It's funny you talk about punching animals.
Okay.
Well, no, wait. Let's stay on CPR. So you've given CPR to a bird.
Yeah.
Would you give it to a dog?
I have done, yeah.
What about those dogs that get all the weepy eyes and their beard gets all gooey? Would you do it to one of those dogs?
Well, when you're doing CPR to a dog, you can generally tube it. We're getting really like...
Oh, so your lips aren't on their lips.
Yeah, so you tube it and you attach a bag and you can do the breathing for it, but you're still giving compressions.
So you don't have to go like mouth to mouth with
them. No, but you're not supposed to go mouth to mouth with dogs and cats anyway. You cover their mouth up and you do it through their nose.
I love that, like, you're like, you're not meant to do actually mouth-to-mouth with dogs and cats. Like, people going, why not? Okay, so you're meant to blow in their nose.
Yeah. If you can't get an ET tube.
But I think we talked about this last week in the Lost Boy episodes. What if you blow too hard?
No, so you've got to blow to the right capacity of what you're blowing into.
So not like a balloon.
No. So if you go, you know, it's a huge 60-kilo dog.
Then you're probably right.
Yeah, just breathe whatever you want. But if it's a 4-kilo cat, then only, you know, little breaths. You should know this. Have you not done like a CPR course for Charlie? Like, you
don't give full. I don't believe
in CPR. Oh. You're right. It's like Santa Claus. It doesn't exist.
If I blew really hard on a hamster.
Oh, God.
Would it
that
blow
could be
up?
Taken out of context.
If I gave a blowjob to a hamster, please don't take that out of context.
I blew him load. All over hamster.
Oh, you always go that one little bit. We were hovering on that line and people were like, oh, I bet M's going to say blowjob in a second. Probably say
you
semen.
You said blowjob.
Whatever you said after that was too much. Okay. Can't remember what it was. It was too much. Would they blow up a balloon like I've seen in cartoons?
No.
Right. Well, let's move on from that then. That's boring. Oh, okay. Let's talk about animals fighting. Now, I wanted to bring this up as well. Because you are a bit of an animal rights activist.
Mm.
So you're really against horse racing.
Yeah.
What is it about horse racing you don't like? Is it the colours?
Yeah.
They make the horses look ridiculous.
It's the little people. I don't like them. They creep me out.
I think jockeys prefer to be called jockeys and little people are dwarves. I think that's
fucking
I think
sorry if we're getting
I think
politically
it's insulting to both dwarves and jockeys to call jockeys little people.
They're people and they're little.
Okay, so...
Prove me wrong. So horses that are in horse racing are treated fine, but it's the ones that don't make it that it's not pretty.
Make it to horse racing, so what are they doing?
well, the
ones who have to get jobs. Have you ever seen the horses out to work McDonald's? They hate it.
They're on the dole and whatnot. No.
So the ones that don't make it, they get pushed and pushed and pushed and then...
Yeah, so like the ones that... You know, shit and all they. There's a lot of injuries in horse racing too, and it's the ones that don't make it that get treated horribly.
But.
This is supposed to be a funny podcast.
Yeah, I know, but we're getting there. Everyone's had to turn it off going, oh, you guys are on shit. But, okay, so you don't like horse racing.
Mm.
Now. Which and you don't like dog fighting as well, which is I don't like dog fighting either.
I was gonna say, who like?
But I think we talked about last week, and you were like, I'd prefer to watch two bums homeless people fight than two dogs fight.
Yes.
Now, what if they? This is where it gets funny because this is where I think morally, I think dogs a lot of them are bred to fight.
Yeah.
No homeless man has been bred to fight.
Yeah, but homeless men, people are smarter than dogs and they have the conscience to know what they're doing. Dogs don't. It's just instinct. That's not fair. They're innocent.
So you'd prefer for a homeless man to die than a dog to die?
This is what I... You just put words into my mouth.
Don't back at me into a corner.
can't.
I'm going to come out swinging.
I can't win. There's no point in me even talking.
Okay, well, let's just ask. Let's just ask this question. Would you prefer to see a dead dog on the street or a dead homeless man on the street?
Oh, fuck me.
That is such a... You should be like, well, dog, obviously. But yes. You're like, oh. Well, yes, whatever is more socially acceptable, that's what I think.
Yeah, whichever will get me less hate mail. That one.
So, but what would you prefer to see dead in the street?
I wouldn't... Why do I have to choose between two?
Because I'm going to kill one.
Well, is a homeless guy like okay. a druggo and like a
kill one,
rapist
marry
and...
one, fuck one. Homeless man, dog, guinea pig.
fuck the guinea pig. Obviously.
I would have fucked the guinea pig too.
Yeah, good. Marry the dog and...
Well, the problem is if you fuck a guinea pig, you're probably going to kill it too. So you're going to get two birds with one stone there. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, God, we shouldn't talk about that. But while we are talking about fucking animals... My wife didn't want us to go down this track about fucking animals. I think it's because she has a thing for monkeys.
That's right.
No, no, no. So I think – I can't remember why I wanted to bring this up. I think – no, no. I think there was an – oh, there was a tourist. So there was I shared a picture with them of a monkey giving a blowjob to a guy in a hostel on a bunk bed. Mm-hmm. And the story was that this Dutch bloke passed out, two German guys walked in, and this monkey was just sucking his dick. Yep. And I was like...
Standard hostel stuff.
Still, better than, you know, someone else sucking your dick.
Really?
I don't know. Would you prefer to wait...
What? Like you say you prefer to get a blowjob from a monkey than a chick?
What chick? She cuddly.
Is a monkey a girl?
Well, okay. But we started talking about, because there is some disgusting pornography out there. There is animal stuff. Usually it's like a horse or a donkey or something like that.
Mm.
Now, but then I started talking about it and with like, what is worse? Now, I think I'd prefer, and I'm sure I'm not alone here, to see... A horse having sex with a woman rather than a monkey having sex with a woman.
I like the way you say having sex with, like, the horse is in control.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I don't mean some guy behind a horse jamming it. I mean a horse mounting a woman.
How is that even...
That's not a rabbit hole you want to go down. They are out there, okay?
Ooh, rabbits. Rabbit holes.
Oh, that's sex. Have sex with rabbits. No, okay, so... What is more disturbing to you if you were to watch a video of a woman on all fours getting fucked by a horse or getting fucked by a monkey with its hands grabbing her and everything?
Yeah, see the hands thing.
I think as...
It's good.
I'm getting pretty turned on right now.
Somebody get the mop.
Oh, that's the line. You could have just said turned on. Sitting on my chair.
We moved to the tile room and not the carpet.
Okay, so I think it's something about as the animal gets closer to looking human, it gets more disgusting.
Which is weird because
it should be the opposite. But apparently the same works with animation. People don't like animation that is looks too human. They prefer it to look like a definite difference between a human and an animation.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. There actually was a story of an orangutan that was shaved and used in brothels in somewhere in Southeast Asia, which is rough. And that was not like a male orangutan having sex with women, which sounds delightful.
Somebody put a stop to this yet, or is
the one that I saw? Yes, not the one that I saw in person. Hey, it's my go. Ah, damn it. I always miss out with the orangutan. Oh, because I've got a lady. Okay. Let's.
Orangutan.
Oh, okay. So.
If I had red hair, I'd shave it too.
Really?
Hmm.
I think redheads are fine. I think I'd prefer to see a redhead lady than a lady with. No, redhead. I think we've gone over redheads before. I think they get a tough time of things. They're fine. I don't want to lose. We've got a redheaded listener, so.
It's just one.
Oh, Let's talk about what?
No, I was going to suggest one, but
go for it. Do some fucking work for once in your life.
Talking about penises and your wife.
Oh, why would you do that? Now I'm going to have the conversation with her. Well, we don't talk about that with me on there.
No, she was telling me that she left you on the lounge the other night when she went to bed.
Oh, no. This is okay. I'm lying in the lounge. We've got sort of two large lounges in our main living area, so we can sort of each lie in the lounge. Now, Megan's gone.
Don't have to touch each other.
Don't have to look at each other. Yeah. But Megan's gone, oh, I'm going to bed. Gives me a kiss goodnight. She's out of the room for 3 seconds. I happen to roll onto my side, so my groin was facing laying along the lounge, my groin was facing the back of the couch. So for anyone looking into the area would have seen my back. And I must have had an ingrown hair somewhere in my thigh, groiny area, something like that. And literally Megan's come back out and I was just lying on my side. Like, she's like, have you got your dick out? I'm like, what? What are you doing? I'm like, I've just got like a pimple. What do you mean? And she assumed that she left the room like 10 seconds later. Yeah. I've just pulled my dick out and started masturbating in the lounge room while looking just down at my dick.
That's what does it for you.
Oh, that's weird.
That is a big dick, Lou.
What do you think about when you're masturbating? Me dick? You big old dick?
Oh, you're actually asking me that question. I was like, no.
Thank fucking Christ I jumped in there before you answered it.
Well, Louis.
Well, it's funny you ask. Monkeys,
I once
mainly.
Saw this video.
You'd think it'd be horses, but it's monkeys.
That's where the horses that don't make it in the horse racing industry end up.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bad thing. I mean, hey, if there was...
Hey, is what horses said.
Hey, horses eat it. No, if blokes were like, hey, you've got two options. You can become a race... You can either run or we'll put you out to fuck people. I'd be like,
but
probably fuck me.
Fuck a different species.
Oh, here's another thing.
Would you rather run or fuck a different species?
That's a silly question, but probably fuck a different species. Well, I had to run the other day. My physio.
My God.
My physio. So as part of my knee reconstruction and rehabilitation, yep. She's like, okay, so we want to get you jogging back on it again. And because it is very, it's still, as much as it feels fine, they're like, it's still very, you've got to be careful with it. And so they're like, we'll just get you jogging. So the plan was like, brisk walk for a minute, jog for two, brisk walk for a minute, jog for two. You do that 4 times. And I got to the third, like, jog and I was fucked. I was like, you know those wild runs where you just like, your arms just... There's no, you've lost no any control. Rhythm. You've lost any rhythm. Like imagine a zombie running. You know, like they can barely like get there. Oh, I was fucked.
I hope it was in like a round room with like an athletics track in it or something, not just on a treadmill. And she's like standing in the middle, like someone training a horse.
No, when we actually, it was funny because at the physio, she's like, hey, we'll go. She did this. She's like, hey, we'll get you jogging. Just come out the back. And I'm like, come out the back? What are we doing? Why don't you guys have a fucking treadmill? I didn't say that because I'm a pussy. And then she took me out the back and I just jog around where these chicks were smoking out the back.
Did you really?
Yeah,
it was really weird. Joking about you not jogging on a treadmill.
No, but that was just to trial. She's like, we want you slowly walking up to it. We don't want you just going from zero to jogging straight away. Mm. I'm like, thank fucking Christ because I can't.
You've never done that in your life.
Well, no, I used to play a lot of sport. Let's not throw this out there that I'm some sort of fucking invalid. I just
you
haven't
just
been...
said you got to the 6 minute of jogging with having breaks in between.
I'd love to see you jog for 6 minutes.
Mate, I play
I'd like to see you
football.
Shut the fuck up for 6 minutes.
I play football every week,
I've seen
minutes.
You play football. Always like, I'll go in goals. Do you want me to go in goals,
That's what a good captain... not captain, coach does.
That's what a good coach does. Nothing. Let goals in. How many goals have you let in? Dozens.
Look, I've been playing for... 15, 16 years now, and I've only ever scored goals for the other team.
You've only ever scored goals for the other team? Really?
Yes.
Have you never scored a goal?
I play defense or goalie, mate.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You've never scored a goal in soccer? In your whole...
No, for the other team.
No, wait. I love when these things come out. You've played soccer for a long time.
But it's not. It's like saying that I've never, like, it's like saying that Shane Warne never caught a catch as wicket keeper. Like, that's not his position. Like,
no, it's a bit different, though.
No, it's not. It's not. I play defense. I don't score goals. I stop them or score them for the other team.
So I just, but the thing is, you think you'd accidentally score one in that time.
Yeah.
Or get brawled up the front.
I did for another team.
Fuck. And you're still playing. Mm. And they still let you play, even though you never scored a goal.
Yeah, I'm telling people what to do now.
Do girls do nudie runs at the end of the year if they don't score a goal?
Yes.
Where do we go to see these nudie runs?
This weekend, actually.
Oh, sorry, it's not local.
No.
Can you pay to go see these nudie runs?
Name your price and we can talk for next year.
$4.
But it's just going to be me.
$9. Louie, look at me go.
I pay people to come along.
What were we talking about? You bring the up
physio,
a subject.
The physio? Was
no,
it?
You brought a fucking subject on the board. Then you were like, then you stopped.
No, I didn't.
Megan's dick. Not Megan's dick. Megan look at me playing with me dick. Physio, running. Oh. You fuck this up. Every week you pull this shit out. We're on a track and then you're like, I've actually never, you know, done a poo in a toilet. You're like, what? And you try to brush over. I'm like, what? Never done a poo? Yeah, no, but we grew up in a farm with like a dirt hole. Yeah, but you surely would have run into a toilet. Ah, no, dirt hole, poo. That's right into the poo.
Give me a litter. Imagine, oh my God. My brother's always said that he wants to, like, take a shit in someone's kitty litter one day when he's at their house. And then the owners would just be like, oh, my God, we need to get you to the vet.
Actually, it's funny you bring that up. There was a few weeks back, I told the story of the guy that was in the sand dunes who did shit. And then he did a shit in the sand dunes. And then just as he finished, a dog came over the dunes, followed by a lady, and she saw the dog. She saw the guy's shit there and went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she picked up the shit because she thought it was the dog's.
Yeah.
Now, I made the mistake of saying that was my brother's mate, Sam Blomley.
Yeah.
But I actually ran into a bloke by the name of Matt Osborne a few weeks back, and he barreled me up or bailed me up. Bailed me up? Whatever it was. And he's like,
anyway,
oi!
Sex.
He's like, oh, that was my story.
Was it?
And I'm like, fucking, yeah, chill out, mate. Like, and he got teary and everything. So like, that was my story. I'm like, chill out, mate. And I had to, like, sort of pat him on the back. It's like, no worries, mate. I'll say a redaction on the show. And I'll
redaction?
Let him, retraction.
Isn't that a dinosaur?
I can make up words. That's how words are started.
Redactyl.
Pterodactyl. Oh. Fuck me. But, yeah, and he said thanks, and he ran off to make a phone call in a phone booth. It was really weird.
What? Are they still around?
Oh, look, most of that story is
It's drug stuff.
No, most of that story never happened. I'm just giving this guy shit. Oh. But, fuck, you keep making me lose track.
I have that effect.
Let's talk about photos and when it's okay to take photos and when it's not okay to take photos.
Mm.
Now, why this has come up, my mum is in Ireland at the moment and she sent a photo of her smiling with her cousin in Ireland at a gravesite of her, would have been her grandfather, and it's like a shared grave of her grandfather, some of her uncles, and her dad. And I was like, oh, is that gravesite photos okay? Mm.
But even just like smiling as well.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole bunch of things. And I'm like, oh, I guess she never gets over there. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, is it different if it was like a relative that was like 200 years old? Or probably it'd be different, stuff like that. But then it's like a lot of it is like, but when are those photos? Now, I used to live with a girl who, and she went to a funeral and she took photos.
What?
Of everything. And you know what? The only photo I can generally accept at a funeral is maybe a photo of like the flower arrangement or something like that. Or something so far away from the funeral, like maybe like, oh, hey, we're at the pub afterwards or something like
that. At the wake, yeah.
Yeah, or something that I can't see.
And the family haven't seen each other in years.
Yeah, that's right. But no, there's like photos of people crying at the graveside and like people like sort of hugging
Did
that.
Did she get off on it or?
That's your first thought? Was she like
why else would you?
Was she having a maz while she was watching this?
Was she seriously flicking? No.
No, you almost went there. How can I push this further than necessary? Okay.
No, but why else would you need those photos?
I don't know.
Are you going to put them in your album?
And- this is it. This is it. Now, because, okay, this is a baby boomer thing as well. It's where, so for people who aren't aware, baby boomers, they're now in their sort of probably 60s. Mid to late 50s maybe, up to probably 70s. It's sort of the it's sort of the population born after the war. And they are the fucking worst on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're the ones that like take they'll go away and take 4,000 photos of fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like I'm sort of half waiting for my mum and stepdad to take a photo of the toilet flushing because it's probably going in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
anti-clockwise sort of clockwise.
And the selfies. Oh. Fucking selfies.
I won't say who you were talking about, but that is another thing. Selfies, like, where it's not necessary. And old people with selfies, they never tend to get their whole head properly in the photo.
It's three quarters.
It could be like the left or right, or they go too low and they cut out the top of their head. But it's just like, it's like, oi, you don't have to fucking be in every... If you want to get a photo of a lovely landscape, don't put a fucking your fucking head in it.
Yeah.
Especially this old fucking ugly head. No, that's not fair. Okay, there was...
I've got family members, like older uncles and stuff, that share stuff on Facebook all the time about the younger generations will never know what it's like to play outside. And I'm like, you're literally sharing this on social media.
On your phone, yeah.
And for the 60th time, and you're the one that sits there at every fucking family event on your fucking phone.
And what I hate about those whole, this generation, it's like, you know who the fuck raised this generation?
Exactly.
You guys. This is why I hate some of the like, look at this generation. They're all getting their participation awards just to blah, blah, blah. It's like, you fucking gave us these awards.
We didn't make them up.
Yeah. No 8-year-olds going, where's my participation award?
Mm.
Baby boomers created them.
Yeah.
Fucking boomers, eh?
Shh.
I'm sorry if you're a boomer and you're listening. You're probably one of the cool ones.
Do you reckon we have any boomers that listen?
I think Mum pretends to listen. I did put one of the stickers on a car, but I don't think she actually listens. I'm not sure she knows how to. I don't think it's that she doesn't want to.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to get her into it too much as well. She'll probably listen to this and get all upset. Oh, Louie, were you talking about my holiday? Yes, 100%. Oh, and also photos. Okay. I'm not sure if sex photos have become more common or less common over the last, like, 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, there's always this revenge porn that people talk about and stuff like that. But when... I think it's only footy players have a big problem with it.
Mm.
That will take these photos. I mean, it's risky, isn't it? I guess this comes... I just burps in the fucking mic.
Sorry.
I think this comes down to another one of our topics we were going to talk about, was how to handle a breakup.
Yeah.
Now, am I right in saying...
It is by releasing revenge porn. Clearly. So I do it.
Photoshopping their dick smaller.
Yes.
Just do little things. Make their hand bigger and their dick smaller, so make it look really tiny. No, but like, okay, will you agree that women generally
handle... If I agree or not, you're just going to make up your own mind of what I said, so I don't know.
Emily, please say yes to the following statement. Okay. But would you agree that women handle breakups worse than men?
I think it depends who did the breaking up.
So you don't think one sex is generally worse than the other?
Okay, so women are probably more, just because they're more emotional.
Yeah.
And the PMS.
And more vindictive.
I won't agree to that.
Okay.
But yes.
Hey, look, no.
Women are fucking amazing too at sleuthing. So like if a guy has a new girl or something like that.
They don't drop
it. Tell me the first letter of her first name and I'll find her on Facebook in fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I think this is where... And this is where girls can get really strange. Like, when I broke up with exes, I didn't start then trying to find...
You're a heartbreaker, Louis.
Yeah, I know. I break up... Girls would cry for me to leave. Just leave. I can't deal with this anymore.
Keep my shit.
Playing with your dick. It's 2 seconds off from out of the room. No, but I would break up with a girl. Yep. There was 3 girls... that I was...
Dating at once?
Yeah. Fuck no. Fuck that. No. That were all suddenly friends with each other on Facebook after I broke up.
Oh my God. They had a group.
Well, no. But they were like... They added each other.
Yeah.
But that is something guys never do. There is no way if I break up with Megan, I'm going to go find her other ex and add her on Facebook. add him on Facebook.
There are some guys that do that kind of shit, though.
Not as many as girls, though.
No, I would never add another girl.
Yeah.
Oh, have I ever talked about on this show when I started dating Daniel? We weren't together. Like, we were just kind of seeing each other.
Oh, it's a good story, but keep going. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this, he was kind of casually seeing someone else, I guess I'll put it.
Just throwing one in and now and again.
Yeah.
To put it nicely.
Yeah. Who somehow found out that we were seeing each other. And we'd only been seeing each other for like 2 weeks. And she sent me this Facebook message, this long ass Facebook message being like, he's a cheater and a liar and he'll just break your heart and stay away from him. And
she did that.
Why?
Bitches be crazy.
Oh, bitches be cray cray.
Fuck. No. Bitches be crazy wasn't enough. Oh, yes. Bitches be cray cray.
Cray cray's even better.
Okay, but
I'm just saying, like, yeah, that, I don't think, I mean, there are circumstances where some
don't get
immature
me wrong.
Guys might do it. But I never wrote back to her. I probably should now, though.
No, but this is it. I do think, don't get me wrong, blokes have got issues. Like, blokes can be aggressive. Blokes can be angry.
Girls try to solve their problem with Facebook searches and words. Guys just get violent.
Yeah, violent. But, yeah, I think that guys can move away from breakups easier, generally speaking. Not always. And can just go, whatever. I think it is an emotion thing. Just go, shut down, whatever, I'm done. Where girls can't as much. And I think that's when that stalking and the... Mm-hmm. I said, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why are they friends with each other?
Yeah.
I think I talked to one. They're like, we happened to talk. And it's like, what do you mean you happened? Why are you all friends with each other now? Probably all talking about how good I was in bed,
yeah.
How big me old fella was.
How they'll never Sickening. Have it the same again.
Yeah, exactly.
They were sharing photos.
Yeah. Probably photoshopping my penis smaller, hand bigger.
They're all fans of you.
I don't know. I just say random things.
What about? Oh, well, I guess this kind of relates to what we were talking about earlier with the weight versus height thing, in that you were telling me that when you go into a shop, you feel more comfortable buying junk food if the person behind the counter is indeed overweight.
Yeah.
And I was like,
less judging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was kind of in the same boat, but probably.
You prefer a woman?
I would be more likely because a woman would be like.
You'd prefer a cuddly woman behind the counter.
I don't care what size she is, but if it's a woman and I'm buying like chocolate or something, sometimes I just go to the shops and buy chocolates and tampons or something together, which is quite a common combo. The girls are going to be like, I know what's happening.
Oh, don't ever go, I don't want to be the
Can
podcast.
Can I do the click thing?
I'll fucking shut your microphone off if you go, and click. You'd be like, did you get that? I'll be like, yeah. Okay, so because I do think, like, if you go to 7-Eleven and you're like, oh, getting some fuel, oh, I should smash some something nasty from 7-Eleven, whatever it is. Oh, they do Dim Sims now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I saw it. They do like little pizza things, like $2 on Thursdays or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's crazy. But if the bloke behind the counter is in reasonable shape, you're like, oh, probably going to judge me about this.
Mm.
I just won't. But if it's some like big bloke, you just go, oh, yep, no worries. This bloke understands. Yep. This bloke understands the struggle.
Yeah. See, I would prefer my gym trainer to also be overweight. So I'm like, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
I think I'd have a big problem with my gym trainer being overweight.
Oh, double stands.
Hey, you work hard, you can get this body too. It's like, I've fucking got that body.
Yeah, but I can't do what they're doing. It's too much. I got a fucking six pack.
No, what I'm saying, if I had a fat trainer, what are you talking about?
Wait, what are you talking about?
You said I wish my trainer was as overweight as me or as my weight or something like that.
Why are you saying I'm overweight?
Oh, God.
As soon as you said that, I saw the look in your eyes of regret.
Just.
Oh, God.
Shaking.
Pedal backwards.
Oh, okay.
Answer the question, Louis.
I think that you are an appropriate weight for your size. is that neutral enough?
I've got storage if I get unwell.
Storage?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have to burn.
Yeah.
No, I don't generally judge people on weight and stuff like that. And what are you trying to say? No, I mean, like, well, you're not, oh, I can't, I'll just dig a hole here. Hot tip, blokes, you cannot, if someone says, do you think, because the thing is you can't patronize them and be like, no, you're super slim and hot.
Yeah.
Like, And also then that's on fucking podcast. Like, let's just leave it at, oh, I can't even fucking.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about buying shit on Facebook. Okay. No, actually, let's talk about McDonald's Monopoly.
Okay.
I had a petty situation come up the other day.
How good is McDonald's Monopoly?
That's all right. So, no, so it is, okay, yeah. So for people that don't know, McDonald's Monopoly, on a whole bunch of products at McDonald's, you get these little stickers you peel off and then you can collect, like, you know, what are they called?
The Monopoly board, or there's like chance cards.
Chance cards or whatever.
You get like free shit.
Yeah. It's a bit of fun. You scan
it. I've heard. I mean, I don't go to McDonald's, the app, obviously.
You can actually scan it. It has like little animations and stuff like that as well. Yeah. So it's pretty good. Now, I bought a cup of coffee for some people at work. We had this conference thing to go to. And
you're a man of the people, Louis.
I like to spread the wealth. And now, I gave it to a girl I work with, the coffee. Now,
let's glue that up.
Coffee, let's glue that up. Gave her, it was a large McDonald's coffee. Now, as I handed over, I was just like, hey, I just want the stickers, that's all. Mm. And she's like, oh, well, no, like it depends.
Some kind of child.
She goes, no, well, it depends on what the stickers are. And I just, and I know it's petty, and that's why I didn't do it. And I wanted to just go, just give me the fucking stickers. Like,
you should have taken them off before you even gave her the coffee.
Oh, no, I thought about that, but that's even worse.
Is it? Than having the conversation.
Can you imagine going,
she would have been like, oh, I didn't get any stickers. You'd be like, oh, dear.
Oh, someone must have peeled them off. Oh. Got all these stickers stuck to me. So this is where it was, and this is where you get those awkward moments. Like, I wanted the stickers. I think I had a right to the stickers.
Mm.
But it was such a small, stupid fucking thing. I didn't have any right to go, oi.
But if you buy a scratchy for someone, you're going to be like, oh, what you win, it's mine.
Well, no, this is very... You've always got to be the voice of reason, don't you?
It's fucking stickers, mate.
Look, this is why I didn't say anything. This is why I just went, hey, can I have them? We had a bit of a joke. She said she just wanted them if they were hash browns. They weren't. She gave them to me in the end, which fucking lucky because I was fucking this close.
Did you win anything?
No, I don't think so.
Worth it.
It was, yeah. So, but, oh, look, it's just funny. We've got to, just those work. And you know what it is? I think it's a work thing as well. Because with a lot of work, people that you're friends with at work, there's sort of a level of what you can do that you wouldn't do with, like, mates out of work.
There's no way in the world you would not have peeled those stickers off before you gave me a coffee. Oh, I mean, there's no 100%. Way in the world you'd buy me a coffee, first of all.
No, buy a million coffees.
Yeah.
No, but I would definitely peel them off before I gave them to you.
Yeah.
Or if I forgot.
Then you'd be like, suck it.
Yeah. Oh. No. Hash brown. Yeah, is this a weight thing? Are you talking about my weight? But then if, like, say... Or a mate, if I gave him a coffee and I went, oh, you give us those stickers, and he went, nah, just punch him in the dick.
Yeah.
And that would, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, nah, I should have given it to you.
It's frowned upon to punch a coworker in the vajayjay.
Oh, exactly. Is any punching it?
I know. I know this for a fact.
I've been booted out of several jobs for punching people in the genitals. But it did make me think of another coworker, big fan of the show, Julie Hodges, who, I was trying to show her something, and I'm sure people have been through this.
Where's this going? We're just talking about.
So I was trying to show me. Trying to show me dick, and she was trying to show her me dick.
Just like putting it around the corner and stuff, and she was...
kept missing it.
Oh god!
Hey, look at this.
What? What am I looking at?
Smushing against the glass. What's that? No, but I was trying to show her something on the computer. I can't remember what it was.
Picture
exactly.
Picture of my dick.
Hey, what do you think of this? Is that
just going through all these office photos. Oh, how did that get in there?
Is that a small dick or a big hand? Both. Both, are you impressed? No, but I was trying to show her something and I was like, and all you have to do is, and she's controlling the mouse. I'm like, and you just go to the top left and you double click there. And she's like, oh, yeah. And then just did something fucking completely opposite. And I was like, No. Like,
she just takes a monitor and throws it across the room.
Oh,
didn't work, Louis.
And then I'm like, no. So like, no. You see that thing at the top left? Yeah. You see just under there? Yeah. You just got to click there. Oh, yep. And just fucked it again. And I'm just like, are you? And it's like she obviously wanted to be like, oh, he's told me a couple of times. I don't want to seem like a fucking idiot and like, and and I'll be embarrassed. I'll just say I understand.
So here you are talking about it on the podcast.
No, I'm sorry, Julie. I have brought this. I have brought this up with that, and I'm sure there's people that do this or have had this happen with people at work.
Yeah.
And it's usually, and we could joke about it, Julie and I, and because eventually was just going, you're just saying yes, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. And she's like, yeah, well, I just don't. I think she was like, oh, well, you know, you're showing me and you've told me a couple of times. And you know. But then there's some people who go, the worst are the people that go, if you're about to tell them something, and you're going, and then you press the end. Oh, you're okay. You're the, yep.
Don't let me finish. Well, because there's more steps to that, but no, fuck you. Work it out.
I think we've got time for sort of one more maybe little topic. Let's talk about pretending you can't do something. So I guess when we were talking about this, it was more along the lines of Dan, what he does, he pretends he can't massage.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is shit at it, but I think he just pretends he can't because I always want one, and he's just like, oh, my hands are sore, I don't know how to do it properly, and then he falls asleep, and it's just like...
Okay, you know what? Up until you told me this story before, and I was half on your side, until you just said something, and you went, I try to get him a massage because I always want one.
No, because I never get one, though. And you
completely fucking lost me.
No.
If my partner was always, can you give me a massage? I'd eventually be like, fuck this. I'm going to be shit at this.
No, I mean, like, I always want one because I'm still sore because I've never fucking had one.
I'm still sore from the last massage.
Exactly.
Megan, she's like, yeah, Louie's no good at either. But my wife is a massage therapist and she always pulls her shit where she tries to get me to look at YouTube videos so I know certain strokes and techniques. And I'm like...
I see. I suggested that you sit in on one of her clients, one of her sessions. And
watch it.
And watch along with a notepad. This is just my observer for the day. If you don't mind, he's going to learn how to massage me. So.
Yes, and that's when I go,
please take your clothes off.
When does the sex start? When do I put the finger in the vagina?
At which point
can I move around to the front? Can I
slip it in?
Can I move around the front and put my penis in the mouth?
That's what the hole in the table's for, right?
There is a hole in massage therapist tables, and the only thing I've ever had with my face through there is my dog licking my mouth, so just beware. I think it
beware,
is.
Beware, you're not going to get a blowjob.
So I think cooking's another one. I think people be like, oh, I don't know how to cook. It's like, you know how to fucking put something in the oven and turn it on?
Yeah, see, that's me.
You pretend you don't know how to cook.
We put something in the oven the other night, and I asked Dan to turn it on, and then went and checked it half an hour later when it said to. Oven wasn't on.
Oh, it's cold. Oh, everything's cold.
I was like, why isn't even the cheese melted? This is weird. Oh, right.
What was it?
Just a vegetable cake with cheese on.
Sounds like shit anyway.
Oh, okay.
I told Megan
literally
how bad.
My diet.
I tell Megan how bad I am at masturbating, so she has to do it for me all the time. Is it this way? Is it back to front? Do I put it between my legs or the front way? I masturbate like I'm wiping my bum, so I go round the back. And back through.
They all reach around masturbation.
It's
an oldie but a goldie. Yeah.
Have you heard of the rusty trombone?
No.
So it's a sexual maneuver where...
maybe you've talked about it before.
Yeah, so, well, probably. I mean, it's a very popular... most couples do it, they just don't know what it's called. It's where the guy is getting a hand job and his partner, because it could be a man, but man or woman, they go behind and they reach up. I'm doing hand motions here, so
thanks for this.
Just imagine what I'm doing.
Worry, let me write this down.
They reach in between the legs, so they're behind while the partner's standing, and they reach in between the legs and start jerking the penis. I think that's called manipulating the penis. But while they're doing that, so their faces and their ass, they actually tongue the bum hole, which is like, and then as you're pumping the penis back and forth and your tongue's in the bum hole, If you listeners would like to do it now while we're talking about it, it's similar to what a trombone player would do. But rusty, probably because of poo particles. And
as you said, most couples generally do this.
Just don't know the name for it. And everyone's going, oh, rusty trombone. Oh, doesn't sound sexy as well.
Yeah.
Should we call that?
Yeah, I'm about to piss my pants.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, thanks again for listening, guys. We will try to do proper intros. We have talked to our music coordinator, and he should actually be... We should see it next month, but it should be professional. It should be really good. And keep contacting us, keep listening, and just tell people to listen to us.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And then if you're thinking, oh, they probably don't want to hear from me, we fucking do. It gives us stuff to talk about.
We would like some suggestions for topics that you guys want to hear.
Yeah. And we don't care what it is. Em loves talking about sucking orangutan dick. That's all she thinks about. Yep. And if she gets the okay from you guys, then she'll do it. Not talk about it, not suck it. I think at that point, we'll probably call it. So thanks again, guys, and we'll catch you sometime soon.
Bye.